AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Sources say Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer plans to retire, giving President Biden a chance to make his first Supreme Court nomination.
As a candidate, he pledged to pick the first black female justice.
And certainly stands by that.
That's as far as spokeswoman Jen Psaki will go, noting Breyer has not actually announced his retirement.
I'm not going to speak to any considerations, preparations, lists.
Naming another liberal to replace Breyer would not shift the court's 6-3 conservative majority, but picking a black woman would make high court history. It would be the first time four female justices sat together, and the first time two of the nine justices would be black. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says interest rates will stay at very low rates for now, but possibly in March start going up.
Against a backdrop of elevated inflation and a strong labor market, our policy has been adapting to the evolving economic environment, and it will continue to do so.
The Fed's pandemic-era low-rate policies have fueled hiring and growth, but also escalated inflation. After the announcement, a rally on Wall Street gave way to a slide. The Dow up some 900 points, closed down 129. Stuart Rhodes, the founder and leader of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group, will stay in custody. A federal magistrate in Texas denying him bond after he and 10 others in the group were charged with sedition for their alleged plotting before the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol and a failed effort to stop Congress from certifying President Biden's election. The indictments charged Rhodes and others with organizing teams that entered the Capitol to fight police and search for members of the House and Senate. It also alleges the group stationed two armed quick reaction forces outside Washington in support of their plot. This is AP News. The FBI tracks down and arrests the Texas man who sold a semi-automatic pistol to a British man who held people hostage inside a synagogue near Dallas. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
A Texas man has been charged with a federal gun crime for allegedly selling a gun to a man who held four hostages for hours inside a synagogue in Colleyville, Texas, earlier this month. 32-year-old Henry Michael Williams has been charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. Authorities say British citizen Malik Faisal Akram used the weapon he bought from Williams to hold the rabbi at Congregation Beth Israel and three others hostage for hours. The standoff ended after more than 10 hours when the hostages fled, just as an FBI tactical team moved in and fatally shot Akram. Earlier Wednesday, British police arrested two men in Manchester in connection with the investigation. I'm Mike Gracia.
There's no word on how Akram and Williams initially got in touch with each other. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.